There's almost $18 billion in funding promised to overhaul the aged care sector over the next 4 years. It's the centrepiece of this budget. There'll be an increase to the level of frontline care residents receive and 80,000 new home care packages. There's also more money to train 33,000 new aged care workers. These changes are urgent. The final report of the Aged Care Royal Commission described the sector as unkind, inadequate and inhumane. Annie Butler is the Federal Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. Annie, welcome to RM Breakfast on this day, International Nurses Day.
Thanks very much, Fran.
No better day to talk to you, really. The government will mandate that each resident in residential care receives an average of 200 minutes per day of care, which includes 40 minutes face-to-face with a registered nurse. That's the recommendation that came from the Royal Commission. Is that going to address the shortfall in care for the 1.3 million Australians in residential care that was so tragically and clearly documented in the Royal Commission?
The short answer, Fran, is no. It is a very positive step. It's a positive first step, and it's very positive that the government has actually said it's committing to mandating a minimum staffing standard and minutes of care. The problem is that it's delayed the implementation of that by a year from the Royal Commission's recommendation. It doesn't provide any commitment to registered nurses 24 hours a day. That means on-site at a facility all the time. And it also doesn't include the second stage that the Royal Commission recommended. So that is disappointing.
Yeah, in fact, it specifically doesn't mandate registered nurses on-site for 24 hours a day. It mandates it for 16 hours a day. Is that satisfactory? I know you've been calling for round-the-clock nurses on site. That's a big step up in what's the level of commitment now, obviously.
As I said, it is a positive step and it's in the right direction. There is no reason that we can see that you can't introduce having registered nurses on site for every shift.
Well, the reason is money, presumably, and staffing.
The reason's always money, but if you've got $18 billion to be sending to the sector, the most important thing with that funding is making sure it gets put into the correct places. And the Royal Commission made it absolutely, absolutely clear that until you get the staffing right, none of the other stuff really matters, because you can tinker around the edges, you can do all sorts of different things, but quality care won't be delivered unless you get the staffing right, and that means enough time with the right mix of skills to care.
Okay, so getting the staffing right, do we have the right staff in this country at the moment? Do we have the workforce to meet these requirements? Because there's no new funding, or hardly any new funding that I can find in this budget, for recruiting and training more registered nurses. Do we have the number of trained RNs ready, willing and able to provide the level of care mandated here, the 40 minutes a day per resident, and on site for 16 hours a day?
So there is some funding allocated to some upskilling and training, both at a care worker level and at a registered nurse level.
Yeah, I'll come to the care worker. I'm talking registered nurses here.
Yep. So they have allocated some funding there. And the issue that we have is that every year that we have graduate nurses who have been domestically educated who can't get work, and they might be able to get an hour here or an agency or no work at all. Mm-hmm. So we already have an untapped workforce that we're not using. We also have, out in the existing workforce, most people are working part-time. The majority of our members have said that they would work more hours if they were offered to them. But because there hasn't been a mandated staffing standard for our time, minutes or hours of care, providers haven't been required to offer more hours. So migration has always been a part of the workforce, and permanent migration is a very welcome part of the workforce. But in terms of options and solutions that we can use to increase workforce supply, it's not the first place we should go to. We should be looking at the local solutions we have before us first.
And is salary a part of that? The government has offered a $3,700 bonus, annual bonus for full-time RNs, or $2,700 for part-timers who stay with the employer for at least 12 months. So it's a kind of retention bonus for nurses. Is that going to be enough to attract and retain? Because, I mean, we've heard in the past that the salary is an issue, and that nurses, for instance, who want work can get paid a lot more in hospitals than they can in aged care.
Up to 15% more in other sectors. Fran, I would have to say that is one of the features I am most disappointed with in this budget. To think that you can throw a little tiny carrot at registered nurses of, we'll give you this little bit of money if you stay or if you come into the workforce, What registered nurses need to come into the workforce is they need safe staffing. They need safe workloads, especially young, newly graduated nurses. They need to feel supported. So that's why having registered nurses 24 hours a day through the system is critical. The other thing is I'd rather see that money to go to support uplifts in wages across the sector, to improving conditions and putting proper career structures in place.
So rather than a bonus, a carrot, $3,700, we're not sure if that's every year or just 1 year, but it's certainly, it's not an increase in the hourly rate. What is the gap in the hourly rate for nursing between a residential care and hospital care? How much would the hourly rate have to increase?
By 10 to 15% to just be equivalent with the public sector and the private sector and out in the primary sector as well. Yeah.
The government's going to provide an additional $10 a day per resident to improve standards of care. What difference would your members tell you that will make to someone living in an aged care facility? Will it mean better care, better food?
The big problem with that particular issue is that we don't know, because we can't see where the ties are to that $10 a day. So while that has no strings attached, we don't know whether that food goes to whether that money goes to more food, better food, more supplies, more resources, more staff. You know, unfortunately, that's another area we're very concerned about, and we don't think the budget response, which is meant to be the government's full response to the Royal Commission, has adequately addressed the need for increased transparency and accountability.
Okay, well, it's a big whack of money, $3.2 billion on that measure alone, $10 a day per resident in aged residential care. Annie Butler, thank you very much for joining us.
That's a pleasure, Fran. Thank you for having me. Happy International Nurses Day.
Thank you. Annie Butler is the Federal Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. A shout out to all the nurses.